Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or Android to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor James Bird Mahialona from Fishes of Men Ministry in Nanakuli.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, all you listeners. Get ready. Tonight is about the fire of the Holy Spirit. Get ready, guys.
Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, and we just had Pastor James doing some shopping in town. Drop by Pastor James Eric Williams with us in the studio this evening. Aloha, Pastor.
Aloha. Good to be here.
All right. And, of course, we can't forget my beautiful co-host, my forever bride, and my most awesome wingless angel, and delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
Kumpawa.
Oh, he still got the Japanese thing on. And can we please have the camel by request? Well, it is Thankful Tuesday, Pastor Bird.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, we just thank God and that we're here today. We thank Pastor Bulla, Pastor James, Eric Williams are here, Lynn. Sister Lynn, we just wanted to say good evening to all our listeners out there. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all the men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC. Ooh, we had a powerful night last night at OCCC. The Tanda Dorn. Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in tonight, you guys. And Waiawa, WCCC, and the 1,700 men in Segura Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know all the inmates are listening into our program tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. Sister Lynn.
Mahalo, Pastor Bird.
Man, you're welcome.
You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, whether you're on the inside or the outside, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Pastor Boo says, it is like sitting around at home in the patio of just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and very grateful to Salem Media Hawaii Bula.
Hey, we also humbly send a loud shout out to the Fishes of Men congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM. That's in Arizona, and that is for our Hawaii boys in Saguaro. But you know, God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. And we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
Hey, God bless Pastor James Bird and Lucy Mahialona for their vision to reach the lost.
Now, if this program has touched you and you need a word of encouragement or prayer, give me a call on my cell phone, 808-222-2822. Still have our mailing address, P.O. Box 89253. And here's something great, and that's Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Sorry about that. And you want to go to our website for those of you on this side of the fence, because when you go to freeinsideministry.org, you're able to listen to our programs, and you can actually sign up for our podcast that we have on iTunes. That's right. Free Inside Ministry is on iTunes podcast. Under that, Free Inside Ministry, every program that we have, that we have produced and is set up on our website, is also available, and you could be working out at the gym and listening to Pastor James Bird Mahialona giving a message. You could actually listen to Pastor Kwan. You might listen to Pastor James Eric Williams or Pastor Via Mua Sal, or you could also listen to Pastor Barry Noni. Whatever we have loaded on the website is available on the pod site, so you want to make sure you check that out. iTunes, a pod site, Free Inside Ministry. But, you know, the one thing that we love about Tuesdays, and it's always great because it's right after our Mondays, and that is...
Are you ready to go? Go fish.
Come on, somebody.
Are you ready to go?
Hey.
I will make you fishers of men if you follow. Go fish.
Woo! Get excited.
Okay, Kikis, time to go.
Okay, it's time to go. Stop getting so excited. It is dark outside, but it's going to come down pretty soon.
And the rain is coming.
The rain is coming. Don't worry. The rain is coming. Pastor Bird, it's another thankful Tuesday, and so blessed to have you in the house. And, you know, before we get into, I know you got a powerful message. We got Pastor Williams with us tonight, Lady Lynn and myself. You've selected one of our favorite songs that we want to share with everybody. Turn up your radios if guys.
Amen.
Because it just, in three words, it pretty much encapsulates everything. It says, Lord, you're mighty.
Yes. Say, Lord, you're mighty.
What a mighty God we serve. There is no two ways about it. We serve a mighty God, Pastor Bird.
Yes, we do. I mean, without him, I wouldn't be here tonight. None of us would be here. Without
Hallelujah.
The grace and the mercy we have through Jesus Christ. It was purchased at the cross that we are free today.
Yes.
Because of the blood of Jesus. There's no more strongholds. There's no more looking back. And I'm praying that tonight's message, we'll be seeking for counseling tonight from God and the Holy Spirit.
Mm, yes. Yes, sir.
And we need counseling. We need direction. And we need instructions. It's very
Amen,
important.
Mama.
Because when we get the Word of God in you, it would do something in you. It would start to, there are some things that are going to have to come out of you because of the Word of God.
Amen.
There's God's Spirit's going to have to leave. But we got to understand that we need counseling. God's Word is giving us instructions. And I know that when I was incarcerated 19 years ago, the instructions that I had today, I'm delivered because I follow instructions. So when God says something and He keeps His promise, we need to believe the Word of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen. Amen.
So in God's Word, we can find that no matter what happened, no matter what devices, no matter what stronghold you have tonight,
right.
God's Word
that's
is right. going to show you and teach you and give you instructions how to deal with strongholds. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So when we look at the counseling of God, no, I don't care what kind of devices. There's several devices. There's anger, hate. There's all kinds of devices in a man's heart. But nevertheless, God's Word will stand tonight. We can find this in Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20 and 21.
All right. In the Message Bible, it says, "Take good counsel and accept correction. That's the way to live wisely and well. We humans keep brainstorming options and plans for God, but God's purpose prevails."
Amen. God's will prevail. God will have His way if you allow Him. But you know, there's the forces or strongholds that we face, and I'm gonna try to explain it. That what the strongholds that has been affected. So we gotta have, there are steps I wanna identify that you can understand the strongholds. Because if you don't know the strongholds, you don't know what kind of spirits you have on top of you.
Amen.
So everyone has different strongholds. Once you determine the nature of that particular stronghold, you must renounce that spirit and presence that is influencing your life.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So remember, once the stronghold is established in your mind, you just provided us a foothold into these devils into your life. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And in the Message Bible, it says, "And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life." Bullet?
I don't have it.
The word says, never neglect. You know, there's in verse 27, it says that neither give place to the devil.
Amen.
This means that if the devil is
knocking
at the door, and you know that spirit, you got to know that spirit in order to denounce that spirit.
Amen.
Because
don't answer
the door. It's you got to understand, you have to have a choice. If this is there's a lot of things I want to explain. I want to be slow so we can get the message tonight.
Yes,
and what the strongholds has affected us, not only in the spiritual strongholds, but in the generation strongholds. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So remember now the strongholds are demonic forces at work that is trying to influence you, control your mind, control your soul, and your emotions. Now, we know that in John 10:10, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. So this is one of the most common strongholds in the relationship we have between God and the devil. It's a stronghold. So the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. God gave us, in John 10:11, God wants to give us an abundant life. But we got to renounce the stronghold. They come in to kill, steal, and destroy. This is why a lot of guys that is in prison tonight, because there's a stronghold in their life that is influencing you. This is why you keep on coming back. When I've learned that there's a temptation follows pattern. The same devil took you in 5 years ago is taking you back again and again. There's many of you that's been in the prison for 19 times, 20 times. There's that stronghold. There's a pattern. The devil knows your weakness. So if you can't understand the stronghold, you got to identify him by the things that you're allowing into your life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Once you let these strongholds into your life, he will influence you because it becomes a stronghold that's guiding you and taking you back to addictions. There's other spirits like fornication, adultery. You know, there's all these other spirits. And some of you that are drug addicts and alcoholics, all you got to do is take a drug or take a drink and it would influence you and you would just be influenced by the stronghold. Because alcohol and drugs, it alters your mind. Now, if you smoke in ice, you never sleep for 2 weeks, guess what? There's going to be a super stronghold, and there's going to be legions of serpents.
That's a legion.
Once you let one in, you might as well, all of them going to come and party at your house.
Yeah.
So you got to understand.
Your body, your house.
Your body is your house. Your mind is a place where the devil plays. Mm. That's his playing field. Your mind is Satan's playing field. He'll play with you. He'll throw you around. He'll manipulate you. He'll tell you what you want to hear. He'll turn the lights down and use the right music to get you in the mood. The devil knows just how to trip you up. He's not going to work on your strong points. He's going to work on your weaknesses. He's going to start tearing and ripping apart. So we know for my experiences in prison, the strongholds that I had to renounce. Now, if you go to a doctor and you got to know what kind of pills they're going to give you because they might treat the wrong sickness. So if you go to the doctor and you give them the wrong
symptoms.
Okay, there's a symptom. Just like spirits, there's symptoms. There's spirits, and the spirits is being identified by the symptoms that you're having. So when we look at one of the spirits is deceit. What is the symptoms? Lying.
Yes,
fantasizing.
Yes,
illusions.
My.
So deceiving can be, the spirit can be deceiving you. Once he deceives you, he's got the got the stronghold in you that you allowed him because you went open the doors for him to come in.
Hello.
One of the strongholds that some of the men are is your relationship with women. So we got to understand that there's a spirit of fornication, adultery. There's a lot of stuff. Then last night, Pastor Bola, we was at OCCC, when I brought out about the truth and some of the stuff that I'm bringing out is because some of us have hidden agendas.
Come on, sir.
We can be free and we can know the word, but nobody know you have hidden agendas.
That's right. Wow.
Once you denounce the spirit, you just have been freed from those things that bringing you back to jail. So we know that these strongholds, Pastor Bula, goes from generation to generation. I've seen this through my life, and I've seen it with people's life. It's a stronghold from generation to generation.
Yes, sir.
Troubling marriage. Come on, somebody.
That's right, sir.
We're having the same symptoms of strongholds that we're struggling in, both in our families as well. So this, what I've learned, that through the patterns through people and our parents has been passed down from generation to generation. Now, knowing that my mom told me, son, when I came out of your son,
yes, sir,
you were just, your great grandfather was into pornography. It was a stronghold.
Come on,
and
sir,
he was a pastor too. And he said, your grandfather has some stronghold. He was into pornography. Son, when I look at you, you became just like your father.
Wow.
Your father, when I used to come home, your father had a stronghold of pornographies. So I could hear my mom. Why did my mom tell me this? I needed to learn about the generation strongholds. Come on, somebody. That was passed down to me, that I understand now and I can identify and I can renounce that stronghold in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
You got to identify that spirit that is coming upon your life. And one of the biggest strongholds that is in prison, it's in prison and in a church, is bitterness.
Bitterness.
That's good.
That's a spirit.
Wow.
The symptom is resentment, unforgiveness, anger. Because this is bitterness. It brings in all kinds of symptoms. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a stronger. We need to renounce. Come on, somebody.
Yes,
we need
Lord.
To renounce those spirits that has been a stronghold over our personal life.
Yes, Lord.
You know, one of the spirits is jealousy. Oh my gosh.
Speak, sir.
The symptom is despiteful, gossip, slander, bitterness, judgmental. So we see those symptoms in jealousy. We see this in not only in prison, but in the churches.
Wow.
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
We need to renounce the stronghold. And because you've been operating and functioning with even not knowing that you have spirits on top of you. So we need to send you to Dr. Jesus. Come on. You need to be delivered tonight.
Yes.
You need to be delivered from the generation thing that was passed down. My dad used to beat my mom to the pulp. Guess what I went to jail for? The same thing. Kidnapped, rape, and attempted murder. One year ago, I just got my son over to supervisor release. Today, he's working. He's back in society here.
Yes.
He went to prison for almost killing his wife.
Yes,
he would beat her up. He was dragging her in the house. He was holding her hostage. And
there
was a guy that came to try to help her. He came over with a pipe to hit my son because he didn't know how to stop that. My son grabbed the pipe and he started hitting the old man.
That's right.
Mama.
That's right.
Jealousy. Spiteful, gossip, slander, bitterness, all of these spirits, you got to understand, the spirits on strongholds has to be broken tonight.
Yes.
And I'm praying that tonight that God will deliver you from the strongholds. Mm. We're going, the spirit of the Lord, the power of the Lord, we're going to diminish and break, and the behaviors and addiction of evil spirits and stronghold is on your life. Come on, somebody.
Mama.
We need to demonize and destroy the things that is affecting you. You would never know until you get rid of these spirits. Pastor Bula.
Well, you know, that's a strong... We always talk about Pastor Bird and Pastor Lady Lynn.
Yes.
It doesn't become a stronghold overnight. It's like the easiest way I can explain strongholds is like when you're driving down H1 and you see the brand new concrete wall and you say, oh, look, get one itty bitty crack over there on the top. Then the next time you're driving by, you say, hey, get one leaf over there. And then 2 months later, get one whole bush coming out of the side of one concrete wall. It started off as a toehold and then it was a foothold. Then it became a stronghold.
Yes.
But if you recognize it, if they saw that in the beginning and shot it with some Roundup, the thing would never grow. So if you know the demonic spirit that Pastor Bird is talking about, you squash him right there.
Amen.
It doesn't become a stronghold. But if you just play deaf ear and don't look at it and you figure, nah, not me, it's going to take you down because it's a demonic spirit. And we fight not against flesh and blood, but principalities of evil and darkness.
Yes.
That's what we have to realize.
Yes.
It's not in the flesh. It's in the world of the spirits and the battle is going on.
Amen.
Man.
You know, when I last night when I was in OCCC, there's a lot of guys I seen on walking the streets.
Wow.
So when I brought out about spirits and that these guys that when I see them on the streets, they're talking to somebody. Who are you talking to? What spirits are you talking to?
What you listening,
So there's spirits and there's strongholds that these guys that are in the prison right now, they had to hear the message to be deliverers of strongholds.
Mama.
When they're on the streets, they're talking to themselves. So I asked them, who are you talking to?
That's
there's
right.
two voices that you can listen to, the voice of truth or the voice of deception.
Wow.
Deceit. If we claim to have fellowship with God and walk in darkness and walk in the street, we liars. We're not fellowshipping with God. We're fellowshipping with spirit. So we got to identify those strongholds.
Yes.
And we need to live by the truth.
Because
the truth will set you free.
Yes, Lord.
This is why God says that we need in John chapter 8 verse 31. We got to read the Bible. We got to continue reading the word.
Yes.
So I can identify his voice, the voice of truth. Because he said in verse 31 and 32, when you hear his voice, when you continue reading the Bible, you will be my disciples. Mm. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yes.
The voices will start to diminish.
Hallelujah.
The storms in your mind will start to settle down.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because the peace of God will come over you.
Mama.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the peace that surpasseth all understanding is what people who don't know Jesus don't understand what that is.
Yes.
See, the world, your world can be upside down. In fact, right now we're learning how to live up in a down world at our
Amen.
Church at Life More Abundantly Island Church. But you see, it's because the calmness of your soul should never yes. be affected by the chaos of the world.
That's correct.
It doesn't mean the storms have stopped. They're still there, but you're going to be calm through the storm, just like Jesus was Amen. When Peter had walked on the water.
Wow.
Pastor Williams?
Yes. Well, Pastor Byrd, you know, the Bible says when the evil spirit is cast out, they walk around in dry places with nowhere to go.
That's right.
So I want to declare, let's make the devil homeless. Because when he's out, it says he walks around frustrated. With nowhere to go.
Yes, sir.
But he's looking for somebody.
Yes, sir.
And it says when he come back, he find that person clean and swept. Yes, Pastor Burt, we minister to them. They get Jesus in their life. But if they come back and they're not operating right,
yes, sir.
When the demons come back, it said that man or that woman is in a worse state
yes,
than they was before.
Before.
So it's not time to play with God.
Yes.
Get devils out for good.
Yes,
we
God.
Evicting the devil for good.
Amen.
Somebody say we evicting the devil.
We evicting the devil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Now listen, even though we, Pastor James, even though we born again, we're still acting like a devil.
Yes.
Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 10, verses 4 and 5.
Yes.
The weapon of our warfare are carnal.
Wow.
But they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So you need to pull down and cast out imagination that coming against the knowledge of God's word.
Wow.
This is when God gives you the knowledge. This is why we said that we need counseling. We need instructions to help us to break strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Pastor Buller, we need to pray for our listeners tonight.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Mama. We need to identify strongholds and spirits in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we come against every spirit and every demonic forces that comes to destroy your people. Lord, we're going to identify
yes,
the
Lord.
Spirits right now. Deceit,
in the name of Jesus.
Bitterness. Heaviness,
yes,
wow.
Lord.
Jealousy,
yes, God.
Religiosity,
mm.
Rejection,
yes,
the spirit
Lord.
Of pride,
yes.
The spirit of divorce. Come on, somebody,
break
Amen.
It, somebody,
break that.
The spirit of rebellion,
Mama.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Spirit of confusion,
mm-hmm.
unbelief, fear,
yes, Lord.
The spirit of control.
Yes.
The spirit of sexual immorality.
Yes,
the spirit of idolatry. Father God, we come against all these spirits
we
in the name. We
yes,
identify
Father.
These spirits.
We
identify
the spirits,
these strongholds.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
name
we cast
Jesus,
you out,
Lord.
Devil.
Right
you
now.
Lying, deceiving devil. And
yeah,
Father,
God.
We ask
yes,
the listeners
God.
Tonight that they would be delivered. And the only way the devil is going to come back if they're alone. Lord, I pray that our listeners tonight will continue reading the word.
Yes,
and they would
Lord.
Know the truth. And the truth will keep that liar out of their life
my,
and their
my,
mind
my.
And their emotions in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen and my, amen. My. Well, you guys, that's another powerful program.
Hallelujah.
We're all in a whole nother level. We're in the clouds right now.
Wow.
Hey, tune in tomorrow night. Pastor Villamua, so I'm telling you, if you had to buckle Slay. Up tonight, bring two seatbelts for tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
And we're going
to... back to back, buckle them up.
Buckle them. Just buckle up the whole week. Just put it around your head. But you got to
Holy Gloria.
You're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
We love to stay, but we've got to go. So,
ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.